As president, Hillary Clinton says she would expand the availability of the heroin antidote, Narcan. She's also calling for stronger federal regulation of opiate painkillers. Those were part of the plan to address substance abuse that Clinton laid out at a campaign appearance in Boston yesterday. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
The country's heroin problem is becoming an issue on the presidential campaign trail. Hillary Clinton says she helped make it one, although she didn't realize it would become a priority when she entered the race. Then suddenly, she was hearing story after story about a parent, child, or friend who had OD'd, and stories from patients coping with an addiction.
Thank you. My name's Annie. I'm a woman in long-term recovery, which means I haven't had a drink or a drug in 33 years.
Annie Parkinson is with the Massachusetts Organization for Addiction Recovery.
I've buried over 100 people in my lifetime prematurely. This has got to stop.
Clinton says the root of the problem is clear.
This, in many ways, the heroin epidemic is a prescription drug created epidemic.
Because so many patients have switched to heroin after a prescription for the opiate-based OxyContin ran out. Clinton blasted the FDA for just recently approving the use of OxyContin for children as young as 11.
And I find that absolutely incomprehensible.
The FDA says doctors were already prescribing the drug for children, and it stepped in to establish some guidelines. Clinton suggests she'd impose more regulation of opiate-based pain medication for all patients.
I'm going to direct the FDA to take another look and do a much better job at seeing who should receive these drugs in what doses for how long.
Just a month ago, Clinton released a multi-part plan to stop the rapid rise in overdose deaths. Her main Democratic rival, Bernie Sanders, says the U.S. war on drugs is not working. He's pushed for cheaper heroin overdose drugs, but has not rolled out a proposal as detailed as Clinton's $10 billion, 10-year federal-state partnership. The money would pay for education and training to prevent addiction and more treatment programs. The funding would come in part from savings, sending fewer addiction patients to prison.
Let's be just really blunt about this. Most people are ending up in prison and in jail because there is an overlap between mental health problems that people self-medicate with alcohol and drugs. And, Sheriff, you told me it costs $50,000 to incarcerate?
Clinton looks to Suffolk County Sheriff Steve Tompkins, who responds annually.
Annually, for each person, each inmate we're talking about, a person who should be in treatment for a lot less than that.
Clinton has not explained the criminal justice changes that would move those charged out of prison or divert patients apprehended with drugs into treatment. She praised the work of Gloucester Police Chief Leonard Campanello, who tries to arrange treatment for addiction patients instead of filing charges. The chief was not at the forum, but Gloucester State Representative Anne Margaret Ferranti was.
He describes this no longer as an issue. This is a movement. This is everybody coming together to say this has to stop. We've been texting during this forum, and he said, make sure Hillary Clinton knows one thing. Partners are great, and we need partners, but we truly need a champion. So please, please, please be our champion.
Thank you.
Welcome words, perhaps, for Clinton, as questions about her use of private email continue, as opponent Bernie Sanders nearly matches her in fundraising, and as the threat of a Joe Biden candidacy looms. Supporters point out that Clinton knows health care, and that the opiate epidemic may be one way health care works to her advantage this election season. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.